closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
All right, this hour, I don't want to say is by request, because I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do, not because any listener or listeners ask me to do it. So I can't say it's by request. But I do think it will please Trump supporters. In fact, I think it'll please most conservatives. I'm not going to talk much, I'm not going to talk at all in this hour, about the Republican nominating race. I'm going to talk about the Democratic nominating race, Sanders versus Clinton. And I think there are two fascinating elements to it. One is in the form of two events that happened over the weekend, and the other is a very interesting piece in today's Wall Street Journal about how an avowed socialist has gone mainstream in the Democratic Party. This is something that I talked about and wrote about last week. He is not a fringe element in the Democratic Party. In fact, with younger voters, they're right there with his socialist beliefs. Democrat, and trust me, this includes my adult children. Millennials have bought in to the whole socialist thing. And I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm going to want that audio, too, if you can get it, Earl. He gets booed and then he disses the audience. I do want to see that, Donald Trump. But that's for the next hour. Before we get to the Democratic side, though, I do want to remind you, if you go to jerrybadershow.com right now and you go to the Shades of Ireland trip, there's a link there to a webinar that's taking place Friday at noon. If you register, a recording of it will be sent to you whether you see it live or not. So you can find that at jerrybadershow.com, just the Shades of Ireland 2016, whatever it says there. Click on that and you'll be all set. I've been saying for some time now that Hillary Clinton's problem, besides herself, and Hillary Clinton herself is a major problem for Hillary Clinton. At any point you want to take a whack at this, I'm going to be kind of wide-ranging. 888-455-1360, but I'm not going to be taking calls here for a bit. I want to spend some time on this on my own. But 888-455-1360. She, of course, herself is a major problem to her campaign. There is no disputing that. She's not Bill. Rush Limbaugh gave a brilliant example of how horribly she dealt with a terminally ill man at a town hall meeting. She just seemed robotic, devoid of emotion, and oblivious to the man's plight. I'm not exaggerating. Bill Clinton, under the same situation, would have wiped a tear from his eye. And I mean that literally. Whether there was one there or not, but he would have wiped a tear from his eye. She's a Stepford wife. Others say Nurse Ratched. I mean, she just seems devoid of emotion. Then there's all the baggage. There's all of that. Her husband's indiscretions, the Clinton scandals, and so on. But there's another problem, well, one more part about it being her. Millennial voters don't know who the hell she is. They really don't. More on that a little later, though. There's another problem. And I've been trying to lay this out. And the Wall Street Journal does it just beautifully. As recently as President Obama running in 2008 and 2012, it was considered poor form for Republicans to call him socialist. Even though he talked about spreading the wealth and you didn't build that, he spewed all the socialist mantra. It was considered poor form, extremist, to call the president socialist. Well, here's what was going on back then. He wasn't really socialist enough for a good chunk of the Democratic Party. In the years since then, and by then his first election, 2008, the Great Recession, the party has lurched even further to the left of him. I would argue most people perceive Hillary Clinton to be to the right of Barack Obama. Do you agree or disagree with that, Earl? You would certainly. Do you know anybody that would disagree with that? He certainly ran to her left in 2008. There's no question about that. I certainly put him there, you know, to the left of her. But yeah, he's to the left. Now, she's getting closer. Why? Because she has to. Because of Bernie Sanders. Because here's what she's discovering. A much bigger part of the Democratic voting base is in the same socialist ideology as Bernie Sanders. Now, everyone's saying millennials, and it's true. And more on that in a moment. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of aging hippies who are closer to Sanders than her. And I've said that from the start. Now, she's still doing better with them than he is. A lot of that, though, are the aging feminists who feel obligated. And Earl, we'll get to that in the next segment. But obligated, well, you know, we owe her. You don't owe her anything. She wrote her husband's coattails. She's the anti-feminist. But you've got that going on in the 50-plus. But I think she's going to start losing more and more of that 50-plus when they realize or believe he's electable. So how did this happen? Piece in the Wall Street Journal points out that at the end of 2008, Barack Obama had to make clear he's not a socialist. He is, of course. But he had to make that clear after suggesting his tax plan would spread the wealth around. And now you've got a guy in Bernie Sanders seeking the same job 8 years later who wears the Democratic Socialist label like a badge of honor, calling for a political revolution to vastly expand the government's role in American life and sharply cut the power of Wall Street and the role of money in politics. Here they make a brilliant point. The socialism carried the Cold War stigma. Socialism was just not quite communism. Okay? That's all gone. They don't understand pinko, commie. That's not in their lexicon. And here's something else that I hadn't considered. This just doesn't seem that long ago, but there are people who can vote today who were 10, 12 years old. They grew up in the Great Recession. They grew up in the Great Recession. We are more scarred by the Great Recession than we are the Great Depression. And I said this at the time. I had done a number of topics where I said that I don't think we could survive the Great Depression anymore because we just don't have the fortitude to do it. Look how scarred this country is from the Great Recession. It is ready to turn to a socialist. And are they even paying attention to how much his stuff would cost? and how extreme. And this is why I tell conservatives, fear the burn, because I think this guy can win. And you have millennials who all of this Santa Claus stuff sounds great. And they are devoid of understanding of what socialism does, how it has failed spectacularly all over the world. And, you know, the Democrats supporting Hillary Clinton, wow, the socialism thing, that's not going to work very well in the general election. Yeah, don't be so sure about that. And you have conservative voters who are convinced it's going to be Hillary. I am not convinced of that. What are the three legs of his stool? Expand Social Security benefits. Who's arguing for that? We can't afford it. Expand Social Security benefits. Free public college for all and universal health care. Replace Obamacare with government-run universal health care. Get rid of private insurance companies. That's who he is. And this guy could win. Why is he doing so well with younger people? Again, because so many of the 18 to 34 were either kids or very young adults as the recession hit in 07 and 08. And it is amazing to me that that young voting bloc doesn't understand what socialism is. Well, yeah, the government should provide all this stuff. It can't afford it. And the taxes that would support it are okay, the free tuition at all public colleges, that's a $750 billion program. How would he pay for it? A new tax on financial transactions. You know, the belief is there that financial transactions, the bigger the transaction, the bigger fee you pay. Well, that just hits rich people. That's all that hits. Well, one, that's not going to cover it. It is amazing to me what the 18 to 34-year-olds are falling for, and I hear it in my own children. I mean, if I can lose them over to this stuff, actually, maybe it was easier for me to move because I'm sure they heard from other people about things I say on the radio and so on, eyes rolling from teachers and that sort of thing. But This is what I think needs the clarion call that needs to be made is this. He's dangerous. Why? Because he could win. And there's a whole generation that doesn't understand how any of this works. A Boston Globe poll of Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire released Saturday found 31% said the term socialist described them. That's all Democratic primary voters. Ages 18 to 34, it was over half. 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 Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I just wanted to say this is kind of a deja vu all over again. I'd like to point out your competitor and colleague, Charlie Sykes, a little over 8 years ago, did the same thing when this little-known senator from Illinois named Barack Obama was being talked about, and then all of a sudden he got his big praise from then-Oprah Winfrey about how she would love to see him as the next president. And a lot of us, including myself, just thought, a one-term senator, just happens to have very little political experience. No way. Well, I want to heed your warning here. I do not want to see Bernie win, and like your friend Charlie Sykes, it's that it warned us then, you're warning us now. This is history. Looks like it could repeat itself.
And here's what's changed in those 8 years, though, Tim. Back then, Barack Obama felt he had to hide it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could hear it in everything he was saying, but you knew that's what he believed. Now, Democrats, some Democrats are saying, well, he's too extreme, but for the most part, Tim, Democrats aren't ashamed of Bernie Sanders, not at all.
No, not by the least. And what's even scarier is is that the Republicans are taking him, I think, way too light as well.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't respect your enemy and don't respect yourself, you lose the war.
I'll tell you right now, the way I read it, thanks a lot for the call, the conventional wisdom is that you'd rather have Bernie than Clinton because you can beat him. I don't buy into that at all. Walt on the road, hang on, you're next. It's 921.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.